You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Gym Class for a Thursday here at KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Your local programming getting underway as we'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and that will come your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening, and then at 7 o'clock, we've got Thursday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. At least one of those teams was around in 1983. More on that here in just a couple of moments. We're going to have a great show for you. Dave Ennett will join us, the play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats. Iowa and Northwestern will meet up on Saturday afternoon at 2:35, and that will be the kickoff time on ESPN. And then Jeff Linder of the Gazette will join us. We'll preview the state volleyball tournament, which gets started on Monday, downtown Cedar Rapids at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, the brand new moniker on the arena downtown. And we'll talk about state cross country, which will be a 2-day affair. That'll be getting underway tomorrow, and a little bit about the state football playoffs as well. Scott Unash joining us from our studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes. He is on his back porch, the heated back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, as we all are sitting here wondering what the heck. Well, Buttons wasn't around in 1983. I was completing my junior year of high school. Mark, you were with the Cedar Rapids Gazette, I take it, in 1983?
I was indeed. I actually joined in 1972 and became sports editor in 85. So, yeah, I was in... I was a young man, but busy nonetheless.
The reason for all the 1983 drops here, that was the famous or infamous winning ugly year for the Chicago White Sox as they won the American League West, were then beaten in the American League Championship Series by the Baltimore Orioles, led by Norway product Mike Boddicker, and the White Sox... had many people in that glorious year of 1983 step up and do big things. None more than the Cy Young winner of 1983. Of course, everyone remembers the Lamar Dewey Hoyt era of Chicago White Sox baseball. I know you do very, very much, Mark. So thank you for, you know, reminiscing about that. What does it all have in common? Tony La Russa was the manager of the Chicago White Sox the first time around, because today he has been named the manager of the Chicago White Sox for the second time at the tender age of 76, Mark.
Yeah, I'm more interested in what you and our listeners have to say about this than what I can impart. 319-366-1600. La Russa is 76 years old. And he is supplanting Joe Maddon as the oldest manager in the major leagues. Maddon is 10 years La Russa's junior. La Russa hasn't managed in 9 years. He was in the front office with the Angels. You can't argue with La Russa's accomplishments, 3 World Series titles, 6 league titles, you know, I thought he was perfectly happy running a animal rescue operation that he is near and dear to his heart. But the White Sox enticed him back, and a lot of people, maybe rightfully so, making a big deal of his age. I mean, might be a big deal in terms of relating to young people. La Russa speaks fluent Spanish, and, you know, you have Spanish speaking players all over Major League Baseball. But, man, I guess, you know, next week we're going to have a president in his 70s, one way or another. Why can't we have a Major League manager? We'll see, huh?
Well, he'd be the second one right now. Dusty Baker, of course, is 71. I believe I read he would be the third oldest manager in Major League Baseball history. That
yes,
is.
I'm sorry, I overlooked Dusty Baker.
Yes,
good
don't
call.
Don't
good
forget call. Dusty, who's a spry 71. By it does not look 71, by the way. Good job by Dusty to take good care of himself out there. The text line already heating up here at 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim sending his condolences to me. I don't understand, Tim. I don't understand. Joel and Muscatine, the White Sox will be the lone team in the major leagues at bunts. That could very well be. My good friend Scott getting to me. I believe the first time Tony La Russa was hired by the White Sox, I think that we were in the backyard playing wiffle ball when we found out. We may very well. I think we were, as a matter of fact. I think we were. And that doesn't surprise me at all. We'll get to 9824's question coming up here in just a couple of moments. And all this fun things are coming in. 1307. Hearing Ron Kittle is thinking about making a comeback. I'm sure Kitty is playing in a beer league in Gary, Indiana somewhere right now. I don't know. But anyway, it's, yes, bring them all in. But you know what? I really don't know what to think about this. I really don't. There is no questioning Tony La Russa's resume and background. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best managers ever. He's the third winningest manager ever, second winningest as far as the postseason is concerned. The question I have right out of the chute is, can he relate with the younger generation? Can he relate with the younger players of right now? This is a very big day for the Chicago White Sox, because if you follow baseball, you know, and I don't think I'm wrong in saying this, Mark, maybe aside from the San Diego Padres, there's no team with younger and better talent than the Chicago White Sox have at this time. La Russa, the one thing La Russa's hiring tells me is the White Sox are all in over the next 2 years to win a championship, to win a World Series. I mean, La Russa is not around for the long run. Let's put it that way.
No, I would not think so. Looking at the White Sox roster and – you know, what they did this year, how good do you have to be to manage that team? You just, I don't know. We're going to find out. Doug on the text line, I'm 61. 76 doesn't seem that old anymore.
76 is the new 40, Mark.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
I'm on it. We'll see. I don't know. I'm kind of numb at this time. When the rumors first started popping up last week, I dismissed it. Yeah, right. Whatever. Didn't really consider it serious. I guess I should have. And, you know, who's to say that he's going to come in and be that figure that's going to be the final piece to this puzzle? Who knows? It could go horribly well. It also could go horribly wrong. I can see that scenario happening as well.
Yeah, our friend Jeff Johnson having some fun with you on
yes,
Twitter.
Yes, he is. Jeff's having fun with
Tommy Lasorda, our leading candidate to be the bench coach. Jeff has a sense of humor,
it's
doesn't he?
All fun and games until the Sox start beating the Twins, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, brother. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on this. Cyclone Tim's also having fun with me today. So, and that's fine. Like I said, I don't know how to take this. This could go real well or it could go really bad. I don't see any middle ground in this, Mark, and that's the scary situation. By the way, some of the great things that happened in 1983, I wrote these down, so by golly, I'm going to get this out here. The Police were very big as far as a rock and roll band is concerned. We should give a quiz here to Buttons to see if he knows all these pertinent information things here. Of course, MASH ended in 1983. Dallas and Dynasty were the top two television shows. I'm picking 83, even though La Russa came in 79. 83 is when the White Sox won the AL West. Top movies in 1983, Mark, of course, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi. Trading Places, which is still a classic, by the way. Tootsie, The Original Vacation with Chevy Chase. a couple of Bond movies out that particular year as well. Cabbage Patch Dolls were all the rage in 1983.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is. And now the manager of the 83 White Sox is back for the 2021 Chicago White Sox. 319-366-1600 at 14 minutes past the hour of 3. We're about 10 minutes away, 11 minutes away. Dave Ennett's going to join us, the voice of the Northwestern Wildcats, Iowa and Northwestern on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium in the home opener for the Hawkeyes. That is, I guess we have to say, it's still a go as of right now at 3:15 on Thursday afternoon. And don't forget, we've got Before the Boom coming your way at 12:30. That will be on Saturday on 107.5 along with 106.3 FM. So tune in for that, the Hawkeye pregame show. And we'll talk with Dave and we'll talk with Jeff Linder coming up in just a little bit.
Two highly regarded young players have decided to leave the Iowa football program, entering the NCAA transfer portal. They are running back Shedrick Byrd out of Alabama and linebacker Yahweh Judy out of Florida. And, you know, they were very highly regarded top players in their states, but only Byrd had seen playing time on special teams in that opener. And, you know, these early snows might have driven them back to Alabama and Florida, respectively. I don't know.
A lot warmer down there, and playing time, and who knows, it could have residual effects from what happened over the summer. I mean, or it could be a combination of all three or four of those particular events. We wish...
Yeah, no reasons given.
Yeah, as with the Hawkeye football coaching staff, we wish them all the best, because I'm sure that's what the it said at the end of the statement. 319-366-1600. Want to mention this as well, Mark, and we've got this coming up on Sunday down at the Extreme Arena in Coralville. The Hawkeye Wrestling Club Showdown Open comes up this Sunday. Great way to kick off November. 13 Hawkeyes have been added to an undercard that is going to compete. And it's who's who of Iowa wrestlers that are going to be going that are going to be in action. Austin DeSanto, of course, two-time NCAA champion Spencer Lee. You got Marinelli, Kemmer, Cassiope. They're going to be involved in it. And also wrestling fans, Mark, are going to get their first look at incoming freshmen Patrick Kennedy, Rania, and Ibarra as well. They're all going to be in action.
Yeah, very interesting card. There's a undercard and a main event. The undercard starts at 4 o'clock. By the way, gates open at 3 o'clock. And then the main event matches begin at 6 o'clock. And these are freestyle wrestling discipline matches, 2 3-minute periods. And I would submit that wrestling fans have been starved ever since the NCAA tournament was called off last March. Anxious to see these guys who are going to be comprising the number one team in the country whenever the season kicks off. But just looking through the matchups, that very, very interesting.
Yeah, they are. Some really good ones. The undercard, let's see. Justin Stickley is going to take on Carter Happel. Kobe Siebricht is going to take on Rania. Max Murn is going to take on Mitch McGee. Caleb Young will take on Jeremiah Moody. Kennedy and Miles Wilson. Nelson Brantz will go up against Abe Assad, and Jacob Warner against Zach Glazer. Then the main event will be kicked off with Spencer Lee against Zach Sanders. And there will be a match as well with young ladies going at it. Sarah Hildebrand and Aaron Golston are going to wrestle in the Hawkeye Wrestling Club Showdown main event at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, a chance to see Jaden Ironman, too, who is going to be a pivotal a wrestler on this Iowa wrestling team. He's going to be in the main event. Of course, the transfer from Missouri, Pat Lugo's return. He's on the main event. Tony Cassiope, the heavyweight, against Nick Witowski. I think he's out of Nebraska, NCAA champion. Very, very solid guy. And Alex Marinelli going up against James Green. It's going to be a lot of fun down there in Corville.
Yeah, that's Sunday, November the 1st, Hawkeye Wrestling Club Showdown Open at Extreme Arena in Coralville. And I think the building opens at 3. The undercard at 4, the main event card at 6 o'clock. And you can go to extremearena.com and find out some more information on that. Sam, you're late to the party. I know Joe Torre hired his first base coach for the White Sox. You're late to the party, Sam. Come on. We've had Ron Kittle talk. We've had other, Walt Rennie. JJ got Walt Reniac in there for me. So that was good as hitting coach. Bringing him back, too, that's going to be hard to do. But at any rate, yes, everyone having fun at the White Sox expense today.
Yeah, on the text line, did we say this wrestling meet is Sunday?
Sunday, yes.
It is Sunday, yes.
Sunday, very much so, Sunday. Did get a baseball question from 9824 that we can try to address a little bit with the season behind us now and looking forward to next year. There is some talk about baseball shortening the season next year. It would not be 162 games. It sounds like expanded playoffs may be in the future of baseball, perhaps not the 16-team affair that we saw this year. 9824 asks, can you address what would happen to the minor league situation? He's a Colonel fan. If there is no Major League Baseball or a half season, etc. in 2021. That remains to be seen. We know all of the situations surrounding minor league baseball and Major League Baseball. Sounds like minor league baseball is going to have contraction, and we hope it is back for next year for many, many reasons. And I guess if there is a short major league season, the odds of something being outside of the norm as far as minor league baseball is concerned go up. I think we're all in a waiting game right now, 9824, as far as seeing what Major League Baseball's impact is going to have again on minor league baseball.
Yeah, it's like so many things these days. We just don't know. Major League Baseball taking over the minor leagues, and the aforementioned Jeff Johnson writing not so long ago that in an interview with Doug Nelson of the Colonels that they feel very good about the relationship with the Minnesota Twins and is pretty confident that the Colonels will survive any cuts out there that Major League Baseball makes. We already know the Appalachian League is going to a college type situation. But the bottom line is we don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of all up in the air at this present time. 319-366-1600. Joel may have won today. Joel may have won the day in the Tony La Russa sweepstakes. Breaking news, all White Sox games will start at 12 noon so Tony can make it to the early bird. Ah, yes, the early bird. Just another Seinfeld reference for us.
It's going to be interesting when we bring in Cal Eldred for his final appearance next Tuesday. And, of course, he worked with and under La Russa for quite some time with the Cardinals. And I believe in a recent appearance by Cal, I think he expressed that he would be surprised if Tony La Russa came back and managed the White Sox or any other team. But now that it's happened, be interesting to get Cal's perspective next Tuesday.
Yeah, a lot of things to talk about with Cal coming up at that time. We're going to take a break, come back. Dave Ennett's going to join us coming up next. Play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats as Iowa and Northwestern will get at it on Saturday. And then Jeff Linder of the Gazette to join us following that. So stay tuned. More of the Gym Class coming your way 3:24 on this Thursday edition. Back with more after this. KGYM.
They've disappeared in droves. 30,000 Iowa jobs in 2 decades, all lost to outsourcing. and the same corporate special interests that are taking our jobs to China and Mexico have funded Joni Ernst's campaign. Why? Maybe because Ernst voted to protect tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas. That's right. Instead of protecting us, Ernst rewarded companies that lay us off. Ernst even voted to kill a bipartisan measure to provide job retraining for American workers. And during the pandemic, Ernst voted for a $500 billion slush fund for corporate special interests, like the ones funding her campaign, which would hand our tax dollars to CEOs as they laid off even more workers. If we want to keep Iowa jobs in Iowa, we need to keep Joni Ernst out of Washington. Paid for by DSCC, dsscc.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com, especially this fall. With all the debris collection, you'll find out about any delays or schedule changes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
If Teresa Greenfield and the Democrats take over, the following will take effect. $4 trillion in job-killing taxes, government takeover of healthcare, packing the courts, dismantling police departments, surrender to the mob, surrender to China, and a march toward socialism. Teresa Greenfield and the left, they'll tear this country apart. Stop the liberal takeover. Vote Joni Ernst.
Paid for by Iowa Values Action, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.iowavaluesaction.com.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you with that oil change. Doing it yourself is a great way to save some money. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX high mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. And we've got even more ways to get it. Just order online with our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
3:26, we are back with you here on the Gym Class for Thursday on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it. And some basketball news to let you know about. No Gavitt games this year as far as the Big Ten and the Big East are concerned. But it has just been announced the CBS Sports Classic is going to be played in Cleveland on the 19th. That is the same day as Iowa and Gonzaga are scheduled to meet up at Sioux Falls Pentagon in a non-conference tilt. The four teams are going to be Ohio State, Kentucky, UCLA, and North Carolina are going to play in a, as of right now, in a four-team CBS one-day extravaganza that will take place in Cleveland. So there you go. A little bit of basketball news out there. We're going to talk some football, though. Coming up on Saturday, it'll be Iowa and the Northwestern Wildcats from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. And Dave Ennett, kind enough to join us here, the play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats. And Cats come in off the win against the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. Dave, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And the Cats are hot off that first game against Maryland, aren't they?
Well, they are. They played really well. It's a little bit tough to get a handle on them, and how good were they? How good is Maryland? Maryland was 1-8 last year, but so was Northwestern. So, you know, I think it's a better team. I think Northwestern's vastly improved. I think they were pretty good on defense last year, 25th in the country in total defense. They just didn't have the offense to win games, but I think they do now, and I think it's a much better team. That said, 537 yards of offense, 325 yards on the ground. Hey, I don't expect to see those kinds of numbers on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium.
Yeah, how the 325 yards rushing, obviously very impressive, the most in college football so far, I think. How did that happen? What's the makeup of the offensive line, the backfield, and whatnot?
Well, that's kind of what makes it interesting. Now, it was their second straight 300-yard rushing game. They had 300 yards rushing in their last game last year against Illinois, but that was in on a really messy day in Champaign, and they only threw the ball a couple of times and played well. That was kind of their bowl game last year. The offensive line is, you know, they got some experience last year, a lot of young guys, and this offensive line lost a couple of key guys. Rashawn Slater, their left tackle, started the last 3 years, either at right or left tackle. He opted out early and decided to enter the draft. He went ahead with his plans, and so he's done. And then at center, a two-year starter and Jared Thomas moved on. So they moved over their right guard, Sam Jurek, to center. And he's been a starter all of last year at the right guard spot. He played well. Nick Urban has been a mainstay on the left side. Gunnar Vogel has started the last couple of years for him. And then they have a freshman, Peter Skoronski, out of the Chicago area, Maine South, one of the highest rated guys that they signed. And they threw him right in there, left tackle his very first game, and he played well. And, you know, I don't think anyone was really surprised because they felt he had the ability to do it. But I think they feel pretty good about their offensive line. Peyton Ramsey wasn't touched last Saturday night. And, you know, that's an area even over the last 4 or 5 years, even when Clayton Thorson was under center or behind center, they still gave up a lot of sacks. So that's an area they really want to get better.
Yeah. And well, you talked about Peyton Ramsey, and if there was someone that was really a prototypical quarterback for the Northwestern Wildcats and for Pat Fitzgerald and what he's trying to get done, I think this guy is it. Now, the returns are early, obviously, but, boy, he looked like he made things happen on Saturday night and did.
Well, he did. You know, and I think a lot of it is having that experienced guy, which they didn't have last year. Hunter Johnson started the season. He was inconsistent, got hurt, was dealing with some off-the-field stuff. They tried Aiden Smith. Things were not real smooth there. And at the end of the year, Andrew Marty started, played pretty well for him. But, you know, I think Ramsey is the kind of guy, you know, they got spoiled. I think I've said this to you guys before. They got spoiled with Clayton Thorson, who started 53 straight games at quarterback, which is a Big Ten record, and set all kinds of records at Northwestern. And then when he was gone last year, they struggled to find the guy to step in there. And now they have that guy. And it's not just any guy. It's a guy who has played 31 games and started 23 when he was at Indiana. So it's not like he's going to be overwhelmed stepping into this situation. He's played against all the teams in the Big Ten. He's played in front of big crowds, which obviously isn't a consideration right now. But, you know, he had a very more than serviceable career at Indiana. He was really good at Indiana. And, you know, I think he's fit right in. He can run. He had a great run for a touchdown last week, a 12-yard run where he dove for the pylon and beat the defender there. And, you know, I think he's a guy who gives Northwestern and the new offensive coordinator, Mike Bajakian, what they want. So, yeah, I mean, I think they have to be very pleased with what Peyton Ramsey showed him in his first game.
Dave, kind of an obligatory question these days, but how has Pat Fitzgerald approached the COVID-19, the testing, and whatnot? How has Northwestern done?
They've done very well. And in fact, since the testing began, they have not had a positive test. Now, back, I don't know if you guys remember this, back in the, I think it was in the summer when they were going through their workouts, the voluntary workouts when guys came back to campus, they had to suspend activities and they had to put about, I don't know, the number I think was something like 30 guys in quarantine. Well, it turns out it was a false positive, and they didn't have any positive tests, so they were able to resume that. But, you know, Pat's a smart guy, and he understands the reality of the situation. I asked him about it on the radio this morning. I said, you know, you look at what's happening in Wisconsin, and, you know, does that give you pause? He said, look, we're in a pandemic, and we do everything we can, and we're trying to do everything right, but ultimately it's not what happens when the guys are at the facility. It's what happens when they're away from it, and they have to make good decisions. Now, that's not 100% guarantee that somebody's not going to test positive, but at least to this point, they're doing everything right. They're doing what they can to keep the guys safe. Pat's been very diligent himself. He was wearing a shield during preseason camp, and then I guess the Big Ten said everyone must wear masks. So, you know, he kept his mask on during the game Saturday night. And, you know, I asked him about it this morning. I said, did you have any trouble with that? Because we watch these coaches in the NFL are, you know, pulling their masks off and getting fined $250,000 or whatever. And, you know, some guys wearing their masks half on and half off. And he said, look, it is what it is. This is what you have to do for these games to go on this year, so you do them, and that you don't think about them, you just do it. And that's, I think, his approach.
Yeah. Dave Enna joining us, play-by-play voice in the Northwestern Wildcats here at 3:35. Two very good rushers. We all know about Isaiah Bowser, and then Drake Anderson had a 100-plus one-touchdown game against Maryland on Saturday night. And, you know, when you go for over 300 yards in the 21st century on the ground, you're getting things done. And certainly not only Peyton Ramsey, but Northwestern's got some very, very good skill people.
They do. And, you know, Ramsey certainly was part of that rushing attack, but Isaiah Bowser, Drake Anderson. Bowser was hurt last year and only played in five games. And, you know, even when he was playing, he wasn't entirely healthy. And, you know, I think now he's healthy. You could see it. You know, I think when these teams played last year in Evanston, you know, Bowser played, but he wasn't right. And Northwestern only had 64 yards rushing in that game against the Hawkeyes. I know the Hawkeyes' run defense has been really good, and you know, it's no surprise, but Northwestern traditionally has been able to run the football. And with Bowser and Anderson, you know, it's kind of a thunder and lightning kind of deal. Anderson really quick, and he looks like he gained a step or two since last year. And I don't know if you guys saw his 37-yard touchdown run where he cut back from the right sideline all the way across the field.
Yeah.
And then he picked up a convoy. And one of the guys who sprinted downfield to block for him was Peyton Ramsey. I didn't actually throw a block, but I think that his willingness to do that, I think, you know, just convinced a lot of people that they've got the right guy leading this team. But Bowser, Drake Anderson, Evan Hall, another guy you want to keep an eye on, number 26 on Saturday, is a redshirt freshman, played at the end of last year. He didn't play in that game, I don't think, against Iowa, which was still in October, but he came on late in the year and really hit a 4-touchdown game in a non-conference game late in the season. He's one of these guys who's strong. He can run it between the tackles. He's got the speed to get outside. So you'll see him on Saturday as well. And then the receivers, you know, some of these guys probably seem like they've been there for a long time. Riley Lees, but they also no longer have the super backs. They have tight ends now. I know it's been a question I've always gotten. What's the super back? Well, the super back was their terminology for tight end, sort of that H back, sort of that
hybrid type of guy, fullback, tight end, or even a slot receiver. And now they're calling them tight ends. And they had a good one as a graduate transfer by the name of John Rain, who had five catches on Saturday night, played for Lane Kiffin at Florida Atlantic. And so he's going to be a nice addition for him. So they've got receivers like Kyrick McGowan and Ramad Jaquiel Bowman, Lees, I mentioned, and then some young guys behind them. So I think they got a lot of weapons on offense.
Last from me, Dave, Northwestern riding high after a 40-point victory in Iowa with a, coming off a disappointing loss. What do you expect on Saturday afternoon?
Well, I think I expect what you generally see with these teams. It's going to be a close game. You know, I think Northwestern's going to play well. I know Iowa, you know, I expect them to – I don't think they played terribly last week, but, you know, I think Purdue's pretty good, and that's a tough game on the road. You know, I think Iowa certainly is going to want to try to bounce back, and I think it'll be a low-scoring kind of defensive struggle game. I mean, I will say this, guys. I don't know if Northwestern's going to go in there and win this, but they've got a pretty good track record in Kinnick Stadium under Pat Fitzgerald. And, you know, I know they have fond memories of their last trip in there when they clinched the Big Ten West. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be, as always, it'll be a good football game.
Should be fun. Should be fun indeed. And, hey, Dave, we know time is short today. Thank you very much for squeezing us in. We do appreciate it. And safe travels here to Iowa City. And always good to talk Northwestern football with you.
Thanks. Anytime. Always good to be on with you guys. Stay healthy.
You too. Dave Ennett, the play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats, joining us here on the Gym Class at 340 here on KGYM. Good defense that Northwestern has as well, at least on Saturday night. The Cats are number three in the country as far as defense is concerned. Got to take a break, come back, and Jeff Linder is going to join us from the Gazette. We'll talk about the state volleyball tournament, and he's going to Fort Dodge tomorrow for cross country. And then also, we got football on Friday night. We'll cover all that with Jeff when we return.
Time to refresh your space? Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help with impeccable, well-born cabinetry. The Alexander design team respects and can work with any budget. And in addition to stunning kitchens, they also create home offices, mudrooms, laundry rooms, bathrooms, even living rooms with built-ins. Design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
If Teresa Greenfield and the Democrats take over, the following will take effect. $4 trillion in job-killing taxes, government takeover of healthcare, packing the courts, dismantling police departments, surrender to the mob, surrender to China, and a march toward socialism. Teresa Greenfield and the left, they'll tear this country apart. Stop the liberal takeover. Vote Joni Ernst.
Paid for by Iowa Values Action, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.iowavaluesaction.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Advanced Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
Make it a Redbox night with an edge-of-your-seat action thriller that can't be missed. Rent Ava, starring Jessica Chastain. Ava is a notorious assassin who travels the globe specializing in high-profile hits. However, when a job goes dangerously wrong, she is forced to fight for her own survival. Rent Ava, along with other new movies, tonight. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations. Stream on your smart TV or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
3:43, back with you on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. It's Thursday, but a reminder, each Friday at 5, tune in to Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will take the hour to talk about the weekend's upcoming big local regional events. Iowa Northwestern, Iowa State, Kansas. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Call for an appointment or make one online. Visit KGYMradio.com for more information on that. Jeff Linder is set to join us right now on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. State volleyball gets underway on Monday, which promises to be, among everything, right now, a very different looking state volleyball tournament. And then cross country tomorrow, football playoffs still continuing. And you probably have to look at the calendar every morning to figure out where you're going or what day of the week it is, don't you?
Yeah, but it's fun.
It is.
You know, if you don't enjoy this, you're in the wrong business. So, I think I tweeted the other day that it's you don't know how everything's going to get done, but eventually it will, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Indeed.
Lion Powerhouse, you've got...
What's that?
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I heard you say something about Lion Energy Powerhouse.
Yeah, you've gotten used to that pretty quickly, huh?
Well, maybe by the end of next week we'll get used to it. So it's weird thinking that powerhouse is one word, but with a capital H. So it's we'll have to get that figured out.
Yeah. Well, it'll be the volleyball tournament's going to go on. There have been modifications made by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. They're going to have a little bit more time between matches, clear everything out. Sanitize things to the best they can, I guess, is the way you read it. There's not going to be the gatherings, if you will, at the arena anyway. But we're going to have a volleyball tournament, and that's the big thing.
Yeah, and as of now, we got 40 teams in it, and hopefully, we still have 40 teams in it at 10 o'clock Monday.
Yeah.
So, I think the modifications are going to be minor. I don't think people are really going to notice. I know that, yeah, they're going to clear the arena after each match, and there'll be 2.5 hours between matches. But, personally and selfishly, I like it because it gives me time to write between matches, and I'm not looking up, during the first match or the first set of the next match while I'm still writing the previous match. So I'm fine with it.
Class 5A, Jeff, Iowa City Liberty, the number 5 seed, obviously against the number 4 in West Des Moines Valley. How good is this Liberty team?
They're very good, and they're only going to get better. They'll lose their setter after this year in Haley Hested, but just about all their top hitters are sophomores, and it's a gold mine. It's a powerhouse waiting to happen, and I think that first match is one that they could win. And, if they could get by one at least this year, that'd be progress from last year. And who knows what they can do.
You got Cedar Falls in there. You got Hempstead in there from the Valley. And then you got, of course, Pleasant Valley from the MAC. We'll see how it plays out. Geography, not a big part of things as far as Class 5A and the girls' union is concerned. You got Valley and Dowling, and you got both Ankeny schools.
Yeah, I'd say it's a pretty good mix. Four CIMLs and three from the Valley and one from the MAC, and it's a good field. I think 1 through 8, it's going to be really strong.
Class 4A, Marion lost a really tough match against Dallas Center Grimes, and Grimes gets number 1 ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier. So first of all, on Marion, and that tough loss, and then this matchup.
Well, I wasn't at Marion. I know they had to battle from 0-2 down to even get to the regional final. They were down 2-0 to North Polk, came back and won that, and then lost a really tough match to Dallas Center Grimes. And, Marion had a nice season. They had a lot of adversity. They had the derecho, and that kept them out of their gym. And I know Roxanne was out for a while. She had to quarantine. I don't think she had it herself, but I think she had, I know she had to quarantine. So, just kind of a season of stops and starts for them.
Yeah. And, they take on Xavier, DCG does. And, Xavier's pretty much accomplished everything except for one goal for Coach Filer.
Yeah. All that's missing is a state championship from the resume from these seniors. And, they've had a great run. They're just going to have to play a little better than they have been throughout the tournament. They're kind of prone to slow starts, to some lapses here and there. I think they've got as much talent as anybody in 4A, but they're going to have to step it up a little bit, and that starts right away in round one.
Yeah, it does, and DCG is a very, very strong team. 3A, we kind of talked about 3A all year being, especially in the eastern part of the state, being maybe the best class top to bottom around. Did it play out that way getting to state?
Yeah, I think so. Mount Vernon is a defending champ and certainly capable of winning it again. They play Union right away in the first round, and they've got one of the best hitters in the field in Bell Weber. I think those are the only two from the area that got in. Davenport Assumption beat one of our area schools in West Liberty, which had a really nice team and a couple really good hitters. So I think top to bottom again, Osage, you know, they're terrific. Mount Vernon's experienced, and, you know, they didn't lose much from last year. Clarion Goldfield Dows, like Osage, is up a class from 2A to 3A, and they just add to the depth of that field.
Not really breaking news, Western Christian, the number one seed in class 2A,
but you've got an
Eastern Iowa team in Wilton that's the second seed.
Yeah, and I saw them late September against West Liberty, and they've got two really good hitters. Kelsey Drake is a junior. Carly Puffer moved in from Tipton, and she helps them a lot. They've got a good setter. They're well coached, and assuming they get past that first one and Dyke New Hartford gets out of its draw, which won't be easy against Sumner Fredericksburg, Wilton and Dyke will be a really good semifinal.
Yeah, it will be. And Denver making it for the first time in school history, so congratulations to them.
Well, they're an NICL school, and I think in the final rankings, every one of the nine schools from the east side of the NICL was ranked, which is just crazy.
Six and, made it, I think.
Some of them had to run into each other in the regionals, but yeah, Denver's one of them, and they're good. They've all been trying to play catch-up to Dyke New Hartford for years, and some of them are starting to gain here a little bit.
Yeah. Then you got 1A, of course, locally. You got Springville back from Coach Howard as they knocked out Belle Plaine last night, and they get Gladbrook-Rhinebeck in the first round.
Yeah, and Gladbrook-Rhinebeck might have the single best hitter in 1A in Sari Keel. But Springville can kind of come at you from all sorts of angles and a lot of different hitters, and their depth certainly gives them a chance in that first match.
Yeah. Be careful of Council Bluffs St. Albert, too.
Yep. If they were playing anybody other than the one or two seeds, I'd say they had a great chance to get out of there. But, yeah, they're battle-tested. They play against 3A and 4A schools all year. And, you know, they're going to make a good account for themselves. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they get a set out of that first match.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, with the virus, how did the season play out in that regard?
It was different. The crowds are smaller. Everybody wore masks. There wasn't a great crowd last night over at Van Horn. It was decent, but, you know, maybe half full, where in a normal year it'd probably be three quarters to full. You know, you always got to kind of keep an eye on who's playing and who's not. And, we had smaller tournaments, which I think was okay. I don't think teams needed to be playing 50 matches this year anyway, but, some of them came close.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the impact was fairly minor.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it keeps going, like you said, and get all 40 here and at least through the first round coming up at state volleyball and then beyond. And then winter sports are after that. And, of course, you've got you're heading to Fort Dodge. The first two-day cross-country meet gets started tomorrow.
Yeah, and that'll be different. But I think it's the right thing to do. And 4A and 3A will go at 10:30 and 3:30 tomorrow, and 2A and 1A at 10:30 and 3:30 on Saturday. And the weather looks pretty good. So, you know, I expect a couple pretty good days. Linmar's girls have a good chance to be right up there in the top three. And, you know, if a few things break right, they might have a chance of winning it. Prairie's boys and girls are both there. So, you know, I expect some pretty good things. Mid-Prairie's girls are dynamite.
Yeah.
They'll be running on Saturday. I don't think there's any way they get beat unless COVID takes them down. They would probably be a top six or eight team in 4A.
Yeah, saying a lot there. saying a lot. And great article about Bill Schwartz, too.
Thanks.
A good good guy, and I know he's
a great guy.
He's just doesn't want a lot of publicity about it, but we're all thinking of Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of the great ones.
You going to sneak out to see a game Friday night somewhere?
You know, I think it would time out that if I still have the energy and all that, I might. I was talking to JJ and KJ on the podcast here a little bit ago. It sounds like there's some games. I could run over to Webster City and see the single wing with Bob Howard, or I could run over to Southeast Valley or down to South Hamilton or something like that, and that'd be fun.
It would be a little different perspective.
Yeah.
If you will. So that'll be good. All right. Well, hey, appreciate the time, Jeff. Keep up the great work. Jeff, you can read all his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter. And travel safe to Fort Dodge tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks. Will do.
All right. Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us. We need to take a break. We'll come back and get you a Bowling Night in America wrap-up after this.
Yeah, sure, the players bring some skill to the game, but if I don't put them in my lineup, who cares? Not me. I'm Eric Rubino, fantasy baseball GM and league runner-up 2 of the last 9 years. I use the Progressive Name Your Price tool with options based on my budget. And for a guy that's used to being in control, it fits. Like this runner-up t-shirt. Champ gets a trophy, but you can't wear a trophy. Boom.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Make it a Redbox night with an edge-of-your-seat action thriller that can't be missed. Rent Ava, starring Jessica Chastain. Ava is a notorious assassin who travels the globe specializing in high-profile hits. However, when a job goes dangerously wrong, she is forced to fight for her own survival. Rent Ava, along with other new movies, tonight. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations. Stream on your smart TV or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Yes, it was Bowling Night in America last night, and we are here with a wrap-up. It is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Thank goodness it's a team sport, Mark.
Yeah, I know you didn't have a good outing. You weren't pleased with your effort, but the team, the Rusty Nails, had a very good outing, winning nearly two-thirds of the points, 19.5 to 10.5. We needed it. Mired in last place, at least for the time being, but nothing a good little winning streak could cure. So good outing for the Nails. We need more of them. Good outing for Joel Downer as well, our friend, with yet another 300. I think he's lost track of how many, Scott. I really do.
He can toss one my way if he'd like.
But at any rate, congratulations on the perfect game to Joel Downer. He also had the high series at 801 and the five other 700s. So not everybody struggled, Scott.
We could have had 20 and a half points if I pick up a 6-10. As Rusty knows, it's not always easy.
Not at all. Not at all. But a lot of good things happening out at May City, and certainly great to see all the centers back open and in business. And in these times, you need to go ahead and check with May City Bowl in terms of league bowling, open bowling, availability in the pro shop and whatnot. Give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
We'll try to do better next week. We'll be through the first round of competition next week. There are 10 teams. Next week is week 9. So you see how I did that math?
That's your excellent Kennedy education.
Thank you. Coach Herkelman would be proud. All right, stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. They will be on from 4 o'clock until 6, and then we got NFL football coming your way tonight at 7 o'clock, the Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. And thank you, everyone, for all the great comedic fun with Tony La Russa. More on that coming up. Tony La Russa, the new manager of the Chicago White Sox, and we'll see how it plays out. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
KGYM, Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. This is KGYM Sports Radio.